preparing to head to Cork at the end of a week where your game against Shelburne was cancelled on Monday night. Nothing really much you could do about that.
Yeah. No, well, the way the conditions, you know, there wouldn't be the pitch playable probably within the county with the snow that fell. You know, I still think that we need more work done in our facility, to put it that way to you. You know, the you know, we always felt in the pipeline the new stadium would come on board, but you know, at the moment we can't hold out for that. We need to get ourselves and the pitch in order. And you know, I think last Monday, to be fair, it didn't matter what work was done in it, that they wouldn't have been played with the amount of snow that fell in it.
Yeah. So how did that affect your preparations for this week then, Ollie? Did you get the players in?
Well, yeah, obviously we trained on Monday night instead. Obviously on an AstroTurf, we couldn't train on the pitch, or we haven't trained on the pitch. Probably the you know, at the time we were quite disappointed that the game didn't go ahead. Like, you know, we'd played two games, we hadn't been beaten as of yet. And it was probably a good way to go into Shelburne, as opposed to in a couple of weeks' time, God knows what way we'll be going into a Shelburne game on a Monday night. But look, it was out of our control, and we can't, you know, we got to move on.
Yeah, and tell me that you go to Cork now to face a team who have had a difficult start to their campaign, Ollie, surprisingly so, perhaps?
No, they've lost in the last minute, unluckily, to Shelburne in the first game. It was a very tight game, we watched it. They had a great chance to win it. It went against them in the last minute of the game. The other two games are nearly null and void, away to Dundalk and away to Shamrock Rovers. You know, I don't think too many of us need those games. So, like, the only game that there was expectation that they would get something out of was the Shelburne game, which they did enough to get something out of, but fell short to Kieran Killoth goal in I think it was in the 90th minute. Like, so, no, it's I'm not surprised with the results away to Shamrock Rovers away to Dundalk, because probably better teams than Cork will struggle away in those grounds.
Yeah, but you can go to Cork with a pep in the step after a good start for yourselves. Unlucky to concede so late against Derry, but still in all 4 points out of six is not bad.
Yeah, but you know, the next 4 points is, you're wondering where they're going to come from. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difficulty with it. With Cork, then with Dundalk, you know, like, and I mean, you're trying to see where those points are going to come from. Like, you know, Cork have a good track record against us, obviously, over the years. Although we got two draws on there last year, albeit rather luckily in the first case, Keith Cowan scored an equalising goal that night. That was a Monday night game, funny enough, as well. But, you know, they've had good days against us, and the likes of, you know, you take Dylan McGlade, Garage Morrissey, Darrell O'Connor, they've all had field days against us with various teams. Garage probably scored the two best goals of his career in Belfast last year. Dylan McGlade did something similar with Longford 2 years ago, and Darrell O'Connor did exactly the same with UCD 2 years ago. They all scored two goals against us, and they'll have no fear whatsoever of us, you know, and why would they with that track record against us? But yeah, we'll go there with a little bit of confidence, but you know, we know it'll be backs of the wall stuff against them with the players. Yeah, they're a new team as well, and it'll probably take them time as well as us, to put it that way to you. But you know, we would take a draw with open arms if we'd any chance of getting that German now.
Yeah. You made a number of changes for the Derry game from the side which beat Sligo, Ollie. How are you fixed this weekend's squad wise?
Well, obviously Mayor Tinman is out long term, and he's over the operation. We wish him well in it. Please God, we'll get him back involved, you know, to at some degree with us. He's out and will be out, obviously, for the foreseeable future. We're struggling otherwise. Shane McAleenan had to come off with the damaged hamstring last Friday, and it's probably come a little bit too early for him. The likes of Rath and them are struggling to recover from the very first game where he took a knock, and they would be the ones that look unlikely to be involved. The rest, without the game on Monday, probably gave them a chance to recover better. But saying that, we'd still like to have got the game under our belt. Win, lose or draw on Monday, we'd like to have got that under our belt when we were fresh at the start of the year, rather than going into March playing a Monday night game. But so be it.
Yeah. And you're heading off on a long journey, Ollie. At least you go to Cork after picking up some good results against them last year, played them four times in the league. Okay, you didn't record any victories, but only lost the once.
Yeah, you know, as I said, the game that was probably the best game of the four of them was the one we last four or three, where Gareth Morrissey scored two wonder goals. You know, I'm sure he'll be relishing the idea of playing us again on Friday night. They're a decent side, and the fact that they've lost their way to Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers is, you know, as I said to you, serious teams, you know, better than Cork will lose in those venues. Probably the one result that they're disappointed with was the last minute winner that Kieran Kilduff scored, but that could have gone either way. I think Cork probably deserved 2 minutes of merit, and you know, I think they look tomorrow as kick starting their season.